Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Pei Dalet. Nedarim Pei Dalet, we are on Pei Gimel Amaveis, and we are three lines up from the bottom. We are in the middle of a topic. The Mishnah had quoted that when a woman makes a neder, konem she'eni nehana librios. If a woman makes a neder that she doesn't want to get any hana from anybody, librios, eno yachal lahafer. So then, he cannot be mefer. But if why the yachol hilanas be leket shicha vepeya, she could still get benefit from leket shicha and peya, and that is not called a neder that's either beinah leveinah or inui nefesh. That's what the Mishnah clearly says, and the Gemara is wondering why is that, and how do we understand these two lines of the Mishnah? Right? Why in the first line would he not be able to be mefer? Because for other people, I'm not allowed to get benefit from, but maybe from her own husband, she would be able to get benefit from. And that's why there's no eni nefesh, because he could take care of her. So the Gemara wonders, when somebody says people, is the husband included? When she says brios, is the husband included? So the first line of the Mishnah gives the impression that he is not included. The Gemara says, because she says, I'm not allowed to get any hana from people. He's not allowed to be mefer. Why? Mistama, because he could give her benefit, and he is not bechlal brios. The problem is the next line of the Mishnah says, after all, she could get benefit from hefker, from matnas aniyim, from leket shicha and peya. And from there, it sounds like the husband cannot. What is only leket shicha and peya? Sounds like the husband cannot give her benefit. So mashma the baal is bechlal brios. So that's the Gemara's question. When a woman says brios, does that include the husband or not? Shicha, by the way, is the only mitzvah that one can only do without realizing it. Right, some mitzvahs you can do with realizing it and without realizing it. Mitzvah Saint Suchas Kavana, according to some and in some contexts. But Shicha is the only one that if one tries to do it, so then one's not going to be able to do it. Right, it's only if one does not realize. So, what's the answer to this question? The Gemara has three answers. Two we did yesterday. The first answer was Ula. Ula said, really, the husband is not Bechla Brios. Meaning, when she says, people, she doesn't mean her husband. Her husband is special and unique and different and part of her and the other half. So, lav v'chlav brios, va'od, and therefore the Mishnah should be understood as two points. Number one, a reason he can't be made for is because he can give her benefit. Number two, she can get benefit from hefker if he's poor or not there. So, number one, that's ula, that is two separate points in the Mishnah. Number two, Rava says, really, la'olam ba'al is v'chlav brios. The husband is included in brios, and that is why she cannot get benefit from him. And umatam kamar, and it's really one big statement. She cannot get benefit from him or brios, but that's still okay because she could get benefit from leket shicha and peya, which is basically hefker. That's not called hana'a from brios. And therefore, that would be allowed. We mentioned in the past, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that bizman hazeh, we generally don't leave leket shicha and peya. Right, if somebody has a field today, we're mafrit, shumas and maisris, but what about leket shicha and peya? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes earlier sources that say that if it's you live in a certain time where the aniyim aren't going to get it if you leave it. Right now, aniyim don't stay at the edge of the fields waiting for leket shicha and peya. What do? They go and they get tzedakah. They go to go to the tzedakah organizations. They come around to collect. And therefore, that the way that they are given tzedakah is not by waiting at the field. So memela, there's no situation in the mitzvah, right? Because they're not going to get it. Or if other nations are going to get it, or they're just going to take advantage. So that is why we generally don't leave leket shicha peya. The field is not tevel until one leaves leket shicha peya. So therefore, that's the minhag today is not to get tzedakah through those avenues. Number two. Number three, Rav Nachman Amar, third day, three lines from the bottom, La'olam ba'ala bechla briosu. Really, a ba'al is not bechla brios. Going back to the first answer, the husband is not included. If the husband is not included, so why can't the husband give her the hana? What does the second line of the Mishnah mean? V'aching tani, the second line of the Mishnah is talking about a separate case. Not an additional factor, as answer number one was, but answer number three is that it's a separate case. Nisgarsha, add in that line. While she's married, she can get benefit from the husband. But once she gets divorced, and what? What happens when she gets divorced? What does the Mishnah sound like? And then the husband does turn into brios. That nether still is chal, so now he is no longer special status. Now he's bechal brios, niskarsha, yechola, lanas, bilecha, shicha, peya. She still could get benefit from lecha, shicha, and peya, and therefore it is not a nether of that's going to negatively affect her, she still is able to get benefit. If you look in the Rush says this, Dahachi Nadra, towards the bottom of the Rush, Konam She'eni Nana L'chal Adam, Demiskeri Brios, B'shas Hana, that even though at the time of the Neder, and this is a Chiddush, says the Rush, even though at the time of the Neder he was not B'chal Brios, but that's not the only determining factor. Once he does become Bechlal Brios, that's enough for Shas Hanah to say that he now becomes Nesar, and you have to look to Leket Shechen Peya to be able to get benefit. Af Al-Gav continues the Rush. Dahashta Lo Mitzar Baal, even though right now the husband is not included in the Isser, because he's not Bechlal Brios. Yecholo La'asur Alav La'acharzman. She is still able to aser the husband on her lachar zman, even though right now he is not included. It automatically will be included in the future. Why? Midi dahavi, similar to the case. Right, why isn't it a davar shelo ba la'olam? Ahach tam alakaman. Sada zushani mocher lecha l'shekhenem imcha tikdosh. Right, the case where I'm selling a field to you, and I say, you know what, when I buy this field back from you, I'm going to make it hektish. So that works. Why? Because I can make it hektish right now. It's biyadi. So I'm choosing to sell it to you, but that's not cool. Lo ba la'olam, because I can do it right now. Dekadsha ho'ol biyadi la'hakisha ata. So too now, she could come up with a way to aser her husband also. All of my hana, or all of your hana is aser on me. Right, so there, and that not all, my hana is aser on you. That would be shibud. But that is why it's not a dover shaloba la'olam. So that is the pshat of the Gemara. The Rishonim here, though, discuss. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi expands on this discussion based on the Mishnayis that we had earlier, back on the earlier Prakim. The Mishnayis, I remember, said, if somebody makes a neder from Yerde Hayam, somebody makes a neder from people who live at sea, no Yom Yabasha and Mulin and Arelim, all the different cases that we had earlier in the Masechta, in the Sugyas of the third parak. So there, the Yerushalmi discusses whether you go by Shas Neder, or later on, let's say somebody makes a Neder Miyardi Hayam, and then later on, somebody becomes Yardi Hayam. Do they become Nechlal in the Neder at that point? What if it's a Neder La'achar Zman? And then somebody, when the Neder is Chal, is included, but not at the time of the Maisa Neder. So the Yerushalmi talks about this case, and the Ran quotes all of that on the top of the next Amud. And if you look at the last couple of skinny lines of the Ran, Ulefumai Pirusha de Parshinan, according to what we explained, Lo es Hai Yerushalmi Kedemar Dilan. Right, it's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not similar to Hahacha Maskinan. Because here, what's the Maskana? Dinehi de Baalav Vechla Brios Bishash Nadra. You're right, at the time of the Neder, the Baal is not included in Brios. Afilo Hachi Kinshin is Garsha Asurabo. Lios Vechla Brios. But at the time of Gerishin, that he would all of a sudden be included in Brios. Alma, lav basar amira bilachudas linan. Our Gemara clearly says you don't go by after the amira, the moment of the neder, but you also include later on, and you don't get that impression from the Yerushalmi, says the Ran, where it seems you do go by the shas neder. That's the significant point. And if you skip a couple of lines, the Ran again says, v'nirali, deleka lemismach baha agamara de b'nei ma'arava. Don't go like the Yerushalmi. Kiva de Gemara Dilan Pligiela, as we know, the Bavli is more authoritative and comprehensive, and in terms of Psak, whenever there's a machlokas, we generally go like the Bavli. And that's what the Ran here says. To the Fuma Gemarin, Usr Bain Bibne Adam Shoya Bakal Lashono Bishasaneder, Bain Bibne Adam Shoya Bakal Lashono La Acharikan. It doesn't matter if the person was included in the Lashon at the time of the Neder or later on, still he would be whatever the case is would be included. That is the Ran here in the name of the Yerushalmi, that we would override the Yerushalmi and paskin like the Bavli. If you look in the Chashuk Yecheved, today's entry, the Chashuk Yecheved here discusses what happens if somebody makes the following neder. Net Sheila Ruvain Nadar Barosh Chodesh Adar. Makes a neder. Shebepurim Yitin Lekol Ben Yeshiva Shebeiro Elef Shkalim. He makes a neder. He just made a great business deal. He doesn't want to lose the Hakaras Atobi fields. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said to Rosh Chodesh Adar that in 2 weeks' time on Purim, I'm going to give 1,000 shekel to all B'nei HaYeshiva. Or all people who are learning in my town, I'm going to give money to. Uber Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yitev L'kal Echad Tzchum Misuyam L'kibcha DePischa. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I'm going to give a certain amount to people who need it of Kimcha the Pischa of the tzedakah that we give before Pesach. V'hinei haya bachur shabar shchodesh adar lamed b'yeshiva. What happens if that on Rosh Chodesh Adar there was somebody that was learning on Erev Purim? That's when he decided, you know, it's almost the end of the Zman, I'm leaving the yeshiva now. I'm going out to make a living. V'upad alavod. So now, Reuven says, do I have to give him? He was a ben yeshiva when I made the statement, but he wasn't a ben yeshiva when I'm giving the money. So obviously the guy's going to say, I deserve it. V'ata shoal Reuven. Hey, magia lo elef shkalim. Kiva shebashasa neder hua ya ben yeshiva. O shema azlina basar shas bitzuha neder. You go after the neder is chal, which is Purim, and he already is not a ben yeshiva. So if we would get this question in shas, get it in 5 years from now, we would have no idea where to look. But now that we're in the context, we're like, oh! It's our Gemara. It's the Bavli. It's the Yerushalmi. See, quotes the Yerushalmi that the Ron quoted. Hanoder miyardi hayam muter biyoshi hayabasha. As we had the Mishnah in the third parak, so he makes a neder from a certain type of person where he lives. So then he is usher only for that type of person. Noder miyardi hayam laacher shloshim yom nasa b'nei hayabasha plukta derbi shmol Rabbi Akiva. But the case of laacher zman, it's a machlokas if the person changes status. So then it's a machlokas. So maybe we should go by the machlokas. Right, he should get the kesef because we go after Rabbi Akiva, who goes after Shas HaNed there. The problem is the Ron. The Ron Pas says that the Bavli doesn't hold like that. Our Gemara, the Ron says, as we just read, he quotes the Maskan of the Ron that our Gemara seems clearly to say you don't only go by Lashon B'nei Adam, you go by Lashon Shas HaNed there, you go by the Talmud of the Chalos HaNed there. Right on our case. Nizgarsha, what did our Gemara say? Once divorce occurs, so that husband is no longer Bechlal Brios, and therefore should be in Yanenu Vadei She'ena Bachar Bechlal HaNeder. He says he's not going to get the money in this case. Shahari Anosi Tztaka Lebnei HaYeshivos Miskavein Laseses HaKesav Levishi Befal Yoshiva Lomeid. Because what's the umdana? The guy wants to give the Tztaka to somebody who's sitting and learning. Ki Rosa L'Chabed HaSatora Ulekayim HaSapasik and Baruch HaShe Yochem Es Divrei HaTorah Azos. And therefore, in this case, Vadai, he didn't have it in mind. A, like the Ron, because you also include the time of the Chalos HaNeder, the Bavli against the Yerushalmi, and then also, number two, the Umdana, that this no-sane wouldn't want to give him in this circumstance. Okay, so we already touched on Umdana, and we touched on Davar Shlo Bala Olam, and maybe at the end, we'll get back to Lekat Shech and Peya. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara on top, Esvei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question. Ubal lav bechlal briosu. Is the husband not bechlal brios? Again, on a hashkafic level, we obviously know that there's a special relationship as we discussed a couple of days ago. But what about halachically? If somebody says brios, do they include their husband? All brios are usher to me. Is it really true? V'hatznan. What about the Mishnah we're going to have next week at the end of the Masechta? V'hatznan netula adi mina Yehudim. If somebody says, as we quoted this also recently, netula, she says, I'm not allowed to get any benefit from Jews, from Yehudim. And we assume that means in terms of Tashmish Amita. That's how we assume that she is saying it. So what's the halacha? Yafer chelko. He is made for his chelek. And he is able to be with his wife, but everybody else is still off limits. But what do you see from there? The husband is included in Yehudim. So we think Yehudim, Brio, same thing. And if you say Baal is not Bichlal Brios, if it's not included in Yehudim, the general term, Nidre Inu Nefesh Hein, V'yafer Lola Olam. What's the Gemara's question? Explains the Ron. It's a couple of steps. If you say the husband is not Bichlal Brios, so then what's her nether in this case? Her nether is only from people who she's not married to. She doesn't have to make a nether. She's already usher to live with any other man. She's only mother to her husband. So what's she saying here? If she's saying Netula Amini Mina Yehudim, so it must not be then about Tashma Shamita. If you say the husband is not included, because she's not adding anything by that neder. So it must be about something else, like eating fruit, right, or some other type of hana. And then it would be usur on the whole world to give me fruit. Wait a minute, that's a neder of inui nefesh. And if it's inui nefesh, he should be able to be made for that forever, and not just for the time that they're married. That's the Gemara's question. I amrit again, lav bechlal briosu, if he's not bechlal brios. And therefore the neder must not be about tashmish hamita, because then she wouldn't be adding anything with her neder. It must be about asering fruit in the world or other hana, so then it's Nidrei Nefeshein, and he should be made for La'olam, not just until the moment that they are divorced. If you see the Ron, this is how the Ron explains the Gemara, about five lines from the bottom, on the bottom of Amud Aleph. I amr to Baal Av Bechla Briosu, v'chi amr to Lani Menehudim, ein ha-Baal Bechla, if Az is not included, im Kain, six lines up. I efshar lomar to be Tashmish ka'amrlo. It must be that the Mishnah is not about Tashmish. Tahabelo nadronami mitzra b'hanas Tashmisham. Right, even without the nether, she is usur. El al karcha the tulani may hanas peirosayim kamro. It must be from an azapeiros, and therefore it's ini nefesh, and therefore he should be able to be made for it totally. Let's just do one more line, and then I'll comment. Answers the Gemara no. The bot changes the girsa a little bit. La olam shiny hacha takes out emalacha. La olam shiny hacha here is different. The muchacha milsa dalatira kasra nafsha. Usually a husband is la bechla brios. But the Mishnah, you get the impression of the Mishnah of the Netula Nidivin Yehudim that we're talking about Tashmish Amita. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you get that impression from the context of the Mishnah. And that's why Dafka there, we say the husband would be included, because obviously if you're Asri Tashmish, he has to be included, even though normally a husband would not be bechla brios. Okay, if you look at this, so the Ra that we just read, mentioned that it's obvious if a woman makes a nether and asrei tashmish, then she's already asur to everybody else in the world. We mentioned in the past the tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik is quoted in the Ramah, the end of Evan Ezer, where the Maharik discusses if a woman is misinformed and thinks that Judaism believes in open marriages, and she's allowed to be with other men, and then she is with other men, is she asur labayla? She asur labayla. That's the shaila. Is that called Ratzon, is that called Ones? Because we know the general rule by Nashis Yisrael. But Nashis Yisrael is Ne'ensa, she's Mutaris Labayla. If she is Mizana Meritzona, she is Asur Labayla. So what about Omer Mutter? Omeris Mutter. Right? She thought it was Mutter. Right? Really, she thought it was Mutter. She's not making up a story. What if she really thought it was Mutter? She just came off a deserted island and she thinks that Judaism believes the same thing that everybody else in the world, certain religions or older nations might believe. So what's the halacha? So the Maharik says she's asur labayla. Right here, right. What was the whole assumption of the Gemara? She obviously knows that she's asur to everybody anyway, and therefore she must not be including tashmish. She must be peiros. That was the question. So related to that is this Maharik. What if she doesn't? What if she's a meres mutter? Is she asur labayla? The Maharik says yes. She's asur labayla. That's called ratzon. Why? Because the Maharik says the machayev of the Isser Labayla is the Maisa Mered against her husband. The act of rebellion against her husband, and even if she doesn't know it's halachically a problem, that still represents an act. And therefore, says the Maharik, quoted in the Ramah there at the end of Evan Ezer, that she would be Asura Labayla. Again, it's not always so clear what is called Ones and what is called Ratzon. We like to mention the sugya of Maisa Aveira Baratzon in a situation of Ones. The fascinating yet tragic discussions of the Achronim, and all three shitas appear in the Achronim. What if there is a Maisa Aveira that is Baratzon? Willingly, but it's because it is a situation of Ones. So on the one hand, you have the Nodibi Yehuda. The Nodibi Yehuda had a tshuva, Rachman al Islan, of a case where a group of people were taken by a bandit, and they were taken, I don't know, 30 people, it sounds like a group of people, and the bandit was going to kill all of them, and one woman went and seduced him and was with him, and in that way was able to save the group. The Nodibi Yehuda was asked afterwards, did she do the right thing, A, and B, right, she was Mizana and Baratzon, but to save the group. Number two, is she Asur Labayla? So the Nodibi Yehuda is the most, I don't know if we call it Machmir, but on the one hand, the Nodibi Yehuda says that she should not have done it. It was also for her to do, and Mimela, she is Asur Labayla. Why? Because she was, it's one of the big three. One of the big three is Gili Arayis. I is to save, but that's the halacha. What about, what's the question that he has to deal with? What about Esther Hamalka? Esther Amalka goes willingly to Achashverosh, as we know. And she says, Kasher Avadati Avadati, right? The Gemara Megillah says she became Neseres Albaila at that moment, even though up until that point, every time Achashverosh was with her, he raped her. It was not Baratzon, and now she was going willingly to try to save Klal Yisrael. You can't say that she was doing something wrong. She was having Ruach HaKodesh, during this time period. So the Nodem Yehuda says that was Hatzalah's Klal Yisrael. To save all of Klal Yisrael, that's different than saving 25 Jews. Even though every Jew is a whole world, that's the Nodem Yehuda Shita. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, in the end of Evin Ezer, on that piece of the Ramah, he says the opposite. He says, in this type of situation, it would be mutter to do, and she would not be Neseres Abayla. To save a direct saving of Klal Yisrael, that's considered Ones. That's not considered Ratzon. It's not only a Matzav of Ones, that would be called a Maisa Avera, but Ones also, because there is no other situation. Where's my riot to that? He says Esther and Yael. Yael is just Chaver Akeni. According to the Chazal, we'll get to it, the Gemara in Maseches Nazir, that discusses Yael was with Sisera, even though the Psukim don't say it, but Yael was with Sisera a number of times to tire him out, to get him tired, and then she eventually killed him, putting a peg in his head to save Klal Yisrael. So he says, look, and we don't have any evidence that she was Asur Labayla, and she did a great thing. That's called an Avera Lishma. Aye, what about Esther? Why did Esther become Asur Labayla? Says the Chachma Shlomo. Because that was not as direct. It wasn't as direct as here by Yael, she was tiring him out and she was going to kill him. Right? What happened by Esther? Esther, she was going to be with Achashverosh and get on his good side and then invite him to a party and then tell him about Haman. So it wasn't as direct. That's why that wasn't considered Maisa Avera Ba'ones. That's why, even though on the other end it was Hatzalah's Klal Yisrael, but it wasn't a Maisa Avera Ba'ones. That's on the other extreme. And then you have the middle opinions. The middle opinions, which this Ma'arik, that's what the Tshuva of the Ma'arik is about. The end of the Ma'arik. The Chachma Shlomo must have to quote the Ma'arik from another Tshuva, because he doesn't quote the end of the Ma'arik. When the Ma'arik says, in this type of situation, we would call it, she should do it, but she's still the Esar Osavayla. That's what happened with Esther, right? No, indirect. It's called a Maisa Avera Lishma, an Avera Lishma that she should do. But it is Rachman al-Assad, it's a Surah Labayla, because that's the Maisa Merit. That's what the Ma'arik started off with. Omeris Mutter is still defined halachically as a Maisa Merit against her husband, and that is why we would still say Asura Labayla. So those are the three Shitas. They don't have to be Yehuda. It's Asur, don't do it, and Asura Labayla. The Chachma Shlomo, she should do it, and she's on Asura Labayla. And then the middle approach of the Ma'arik of she shouldn't do it, but she should do it, but she is still Asura Labayla. So those are the three different Shitas of the Achronim related to this line of the Ran, where the Ran has said that, oh, everybody knows that she's us and everybody else in the world, so it must be talking about fruit. That was the question. What if not? What if she doesn't know she's us and everybody else in the world? That's the Sugya of Omer Mutter. Okay. Let's continue two dots. Right here, Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Yechol Lehanos Milecha Shecho V'Peya. So the Mishnah had said that if she makes a neder, that she can't get any hana from brios, she can still get benefit from the matnas aniyim. Leket, shichacha, and peya. Says the Gemara, velo ketoni umbamaiser ani. The Gemara, the Mishnah here, does not mention Maiser Ani. There's another one in the Matnas Aniyim. We know in the third and the sixth year, instead of Maiser Sheni, we're Mafresh Maiser Ani. So why doesn't it say that here too? Isn't that also considered somewhat Hefker? And therefore, she would be able to get benefit from it. Why doesn't it say Maiser Ani? What makes it a bigger problem? V'hatanya b'braisa ube Maiser Ani. It says in the Braisa Maiser Ani. One might say that this is another example of Lishna de Nadarim Mishuna. We haven't mentioned that in a long time. We had towards the beginning of the Masechta that Masechta de Nadarim has unusual terminologies. It doesn't have Teku, it has Tiboy, a couple of words that are unusual. Here too, usually when the Gemara quotes a Brisa, it doesn't say Brisa. It just says Vahatanya. But here we have Vahatanya Bebrisa. We have a Brisa which says Uba Maiserani. The Brisa de Tosefta includes Maiserani. So why should our Mishnah not include Maaser Ani, and there it does include it? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So, Rav Yosef Lakasha. Rav Yosef says it's not a problem. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanon. It's a Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. Where's their Machlokas? As follows. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Meseches Demai. What is Demai? Let's remember what Demai is. The Ron here reviews it for us, just in case we forgot what it is. On the bottom line, the Ron explains that if I buy something from an Am Ha'aretz, Halokech Mi'am Ha'aretz, I buy tvua, I buy produce from someone who does not know and is not trustworthy totally in all the halachas. He's not a chaver. Not a chaver. So, tzarech la'aser v'litrom shumas meiser v'nosel ha'kohen. What does he have to do? I buy something from an Amaritz. So what do I usually have to take off? Truma Gadola. Truma Gadola I don't have to take off. Why? Because Truma Gadola is scary. Truma Gadola is Chayim Isa B'dei Shemayim, and we assume even Ami Haaretz take off Truma Gadola. But what's next? Meiser Rishon. So Meiser Rishon, I'm not sure if he took off or not. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'asrenheim. But Chazal made a takana of Demai that you have to treat it as if he did not take it off. And therefore, you have to take off Meiser Rishon. But you do not have to give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi, because, as the Ron says at the top of the next Abed, Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya, if a Yisrael eats Meiser Rishon, there's no punishment. Why? Because it's not usher to a Zara, it's just stealing from a Levi. But if I'm not sure if it goes to the Levi, right, Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya, he has to prove it. The only problem with the Meiser Rishon is what's in the Meiser Rishon, and that's Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, which the Levi usually has to give to the Kohen, that has the halacha of Truma and Chala and everything else that's usher to a Zar. And therefore, that's Demai. Demai, one has to take off Trumas Meiser, which means one has to be Mafresh Meiser Rishon in order to take off the Trumas Meiser. And the Meiser Rishon he could keep for himself because of Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya, but the Meiser, Trumas Meiser he gives to the Kohen. Right, that's what the Ron says on the top of Amud Beis. Shahari Mutar Lazarim, he could give the Meiser Rishon, but Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya, Shalom Efrishu Am Haaretz, because prove to me, you tell the Levi who comes to knocking on your door, prove to me that the Am Haaretz didn't give, Avo Meiser, so that's Trumas Meiser, I have to give to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon I could keep. What about Meiser Ani? What about Meiser Ani? What is Meiser Ani? What do I have to do about Meiser Ani? So again, I don't have to give it to the Ani, because let him prove it. Let him prove that the Am Haaretz did not give the Meiser Ani, and then I'll give it to him. But until that point, I don't have to give it. Ein Tzorach L'Hafrish, he doesn't have to give. Do you have to do anything, though, regarding Meiser Ani? In other words, the question at root here is it called Tevel? Right, before I take off Truma, it's called Tevel. Before I take off Meiser Rishon and the Trumas Meiser, it's called Tevel. What about before I take off Meiser Ani? Is it called Tevel? I mean, do I have to at least do a Hafrasha and then keep it? Or do I not even have to do a Hafrasha or not even do a Kriyas Shem, labeling it as Meiser Ani? That's the Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah in Demai. Ditzanan. Now let's read it and then we'll get back to these Lumdish topics. But first, let's read it. Ditzanan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ain Adam Tsarach Likro Shame Al Meiser Ani Shel Demai. Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to. When you get Demai, you have to take off Meiser Rishon in order for them to take off Trumas Meiser, and then Meiser Sheni. We didn't mention Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, you have to be Mafresh, and then put it onto money and bring that up to Yushalayim. Fine, because that also you could do. But Meiser Ani, you don't have to worry about do anything. You don't have to be Kori Shame, because Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not Tevel. It's not Tevel if you don't take off the Meiser Ani. The Chachamim Omrim, Korei Shem, Ein Tzorach L'Hafrish. The Chachamim say, no, you have to be Korei Shem, you have to label it as Meiser Ani, but you don't have to be Mafrish. You don't have to actually take it off. What does that mean? Literally, so Tosfos says, don't take this so literally. Tosfos right here, first two words on the page. Umafrish al'atzmo. No, what it means, Ein Tzorach L'Hafrish, it means you don't have to be Mafrish and give it to the Ani. You have to be Mafrish it, literally, but you can keep it for yourself because of a Moshe Mechaber Olav Araya. The Rambam doesn't sound. The Rambam seems to take the Mark Kipshuta. The Rambam says you don't have to mafresh it. Period. The Rambam in the Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, right here in Meiser, where he talks about Demai. So we know Bimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shoyacher Shimon Atzadik Shalcha Bezdin Agadol Badku B'Chodvo Yisrael. This is giving the history. The Bezdin checked at that time Umatsu, and they found Shakol Zehirim B'Shuma Gadolim Afrishin Osa during Bayis Sheni. They found that everybody was being very careful about Shuma Gadolah. Avo Meiser Rishon u Meiser Sheni o Meiser Ani hayu ame haaretz mi Yisrael makilan al atzman v'lo hayu mafrishin osam. They realized that people stopped being mafrish all these other tithes. Leficha gazru, so therefore they made a takana. Shelo yihu, or gzeira. Shelo yihu neman al maisers ala anashim ne'emanim ksherim. People will only be Naaman if they are trustworthy kosher people. Vihiskinu, shelo yehe adam afresh ben adamai, ela, trumas meiser. Mibneshu avon misa, umeiser sheni, shein baza hefsid, shabai lamoch lamoso, avon meiser rishon o meiser ani, ein mafrisha min adamai, mibneshu usafik, vahamosi mechaveir olav araya. That's what it is. Velafichach omrin lelevi ola ani, havei raya sheina meusar, vitol maasro. And then he says, afal pishe mafrishin meiser ani min adamai, tzarech likros lo shem, ve'eno mafrish. And he quotes the Lashon of Kriya Shem, and it's pretty clear that one does not actually mafresh it. And then he says, "Kishemafreshim and Adamai Shumas Meiser Meiser Sheni." When you actually do the afresha, ain mavarchan aleha. You don't make a bracha because it's a suffik, and you don't make a bracha on a suffik, but you still have to do the mitzvah. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So this is the machlokas tanoim, whether you have to be korei shem to Meiser Ani of Demai. So, what does that have to do with us about whether a woman who makes a neder not to benefit from people can take from my sarani? So, my love. So, isn't there a connection between these two contexts? My love, Lamanda Amar, let's read it and then we'll explain it. My love, Lamanda Amar, Sveiko Tovel, according to the one who says that if you didn't take off my sarani, it is Tevel. Meaning, even though you're not going to give the Meiser Ani to the Ani, you still have to be mafreshit to remove the Shem Tevel. So that is the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Isn't it true that not only does he hold that, but Kasavar Islei Tov Asana. He also holds, if you hold it's Tevel, so then what you're doing is significant. And if what you're doing is significant, we also say that you have the power to then choose. It's considered an asset of, you get to choose which Ani you are going to give the Meiser Ani too. And that's the Shita, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which says that the woman is not allowed to take Meiser Ani. Why can't she take Meiser Ani? Because that's considered getting benefit from the Nosein, the original owner. Right? The Ron says, this is based on a Hekesh, the Ron says that you have in the same Pasuk, the word that teaches me Tovas Hana, and the word that teaches me that Harama removes the Shem Tevel. So we compare the two. According to the one that says that it's Tevel unless you're Mafrish, Rebbe Lazar, he's also the one that says giving it is considered significant. You have Tovas Hana, which means it's considered an asset that your ability to choose which Ani is going to, and that's why in Hilchas Nedarim, it's not going to be allowed to get benefit. V'kiva de'isle Tovas Hana, lo mahanya. And since you have Tovas Hana, you're not allowed to give it, the person is not allowed to give it to the woman who made the neder. Ulamanda amar eino kari shame. And according to the Rabbanan, who says you don't have to be kari shame, what does that mean? That even if you don't take off Meiser Ani, it's still not Tevel. Kasavar sveiko eino Tovel. In this case of Safek, even in case of Vadai, but it's saying in the case of Safek, it's not Tovel. The Chosha Seiko ain't no Tovel. And if it's not called Tevel, so even if when you take it off, it's not called, really, you're doing something significant. You're not really giving it. Lesley Tovas Ano, Vishari Le Listahuye, and that's the Tosefta. That would be the case why Meiser Ani would be allowed to be given to the woman. Again, the Ron says it seems just like a Hekesh. It does not give a Svara. He just says, right across from where we are in the Ron, the Tovas Ano, Bitovel, Ve'eno Tovel Talia. Tovas Hana is connected to Tovel Ve'eno Tovel, and he just quotes the pasuk V'lo Yechalalu as Kachei B'nei Yisrael. V'lo Yechalalu is about Tevel. Eis Asher Yarimu, that's about Tovas Hana, being married and giving it to who you want. It's skip a line V'hani D'tavli Tala Haramasa B'bailim. So that is the Ron. You might be able to give some type of svara that if what you're doing is significant enough to remove the Shem Tevel, then it's also significant enough to be considered that you're actually giving something to the recipient. You might say that it's some type of svar they're connecting. But either way, the Gemara, the Ron, just sounds like it's a Xeris HaKasav of the Hekesh. So isn't that a Machlokas Tanoim, related to explain our stira between the Mishnah and the Tosefta? So the Gemara says, no. Amrle Abaya, maybe not. Dekule Alma, Sveiko Tovel. It could be that everybody agrees, Sveiko Tovel. Even the Chachamim would say that usually Meiser Ani, if you don't remove Meiser Ani, it's still called Tevel, and it's a problem. How Tevel is it? So we'll see that soon. Let's just finish. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbana Balkan Miflagi. Rabbana and Rabbanan, they'll argue about the following. Rabbi Eliezer's, and therefore, it's not related to our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Lo Nechshadu Amei Haaretz Al Meiser Ani. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know why you don't have to take off Meiser Ani, because we assume that the Am Haaretz did it. Just like we're not worried about Truma Gedola because it's so serious, we also are not worried about Meiser Ani because they could just be rezochit it themselves. Why? Kivan di ilu mafkir nechsev havi ani v'shakale hu lesleip seda, as we find in other places in Shas. Since he can be mafkir his own nechasim and make himself do into an ani and then take maaser ani, the poskim say you have to do it in that order. First you have to make maaser ani, mafrish, and then make yourself into an ani and then take it. You can't be an ani and then be mafrish maaser ani, because then you're not allowed to take your own maaser ani. So you have to do it in that order. Be mafrish, be mafkir all your nechasim, then retake it, then retake all of your other property. And therefore, he'll be able to do that. So let's like say that he has no loss in his bank account if he does that. So then, we're not worried that Amar is not going to do that. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says that you don't have to even be Kari Shem, because you could assume that he did it already. For Rabbanan Sabri, no. Nifse lo mafkirinish, people aren't going to do that. Demirtas, they're nervous. Dilma zochi buinish achrina, hilkach nach should do. Maybe somebody's going to be zochid in the interim. I'm going to be mafker menachasim. This might relate to the sugyas we had earlier. Do you have to do hafker in front of one, in front of three? So hilkach nech should do. So that's why they are chashud in not taking maaser ani. So you have to take maaser ani. You have to at least be korei shem. And everybody would agree, sveiko tofel. The Sharm Mishnah Balacha here discusses, the Shalmei Nedarim also before him, discuss, you know, everybody agrees to that svara that Rebbe Lezer quotes here. How can the Rabbanan argue on that? Right, we know by the Mishnah says in Brachas, in the seventh parak, that you can make a Birchas Hamazon, you can make a Zimun on Tamai. Why? Because really, it's not really Usur. Really, you can be Mapkor Yerachasim and become an Ani and be Ra'ui for it. So we have that Svara in a number of places. So Tzorach Bir asks the Sharm Sian of Halacha, Taharina Baharbi Mekamos Bishas, in Brachos and in Shabbos, that Tamai is not Muksa, because you can you become an Ani, and in Psachim Lamed Hey, the Mishnah tells us you can use Matzah of Tamai, and all these. So you find this Svara in many places. So how can you say the Rabbanan, this is the basis for Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanan argue on that? So how would it be that you would say that they would argue on this svara? So he quotes the answer, he quotes the tirates, he quotes the answer of the Shalmei Nedarim that says, the Gemara earlier said that maybe it's rooted on this issue of Hefker Bifnei Echad and Hefker Bifnei Shlosha. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Dafka Bifnei Shlosha is Hefker. And therefore, maybe Anak Haimelank Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, we all have Rabbi Shua Ben Levi one. So all the Gemaras elsewhere that say that you can be Mafker Nechasim and be Zochid, they're going like Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, which we hold that Hefker is only in front of one, so there's no worry. Only one person, we're not worried that they're going to be Zochit. But maybe this Gemara is like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Dafka in front of three, and therefore, that's why there would be a worry of somebody else taking it. Okay, that's a Nukimta regarding this case, number one. Let's stop there for a moment to go back to talk about one or two other issues. When we talk about, the Gemara just said, Sveiko Tovel. So everybody agrees that it is Tevel if you don't take off all of these hafrashos. There is an important Rambam in Ma'achalas Asuros, where the Rambam says, as we know, that Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim, but it's not across the board. The Rambam says in Ma'achalas Asuros, find where it is, in Perek, where is it? In Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says, or halacha yutes. Hatevel ketzad. Koshihu ochel shu chayav lahafresh bimenu tshumos u'maisers kolim shi'afresh bimenu nikra tevel. Any item that you have to do afreshes from is called tevel, and you're not allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, one is chayiv misa. Ha'ochel kezayis mena tevel. Kolim shi'afresh bimenu tshuma gadol. V'tshuma s'maiser chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And he quotes the pasuk. But then the Rambam quotes, Aval ha'ochel midavar she'nilu bimenu tshuma gadola v'tshuma s'maiser. What if you took off Truma Gadol, and let's say you went out of order, you took off Trumas Maestras, but you did not take off Maestr Rishon yet. Or let's say you did, but you didn't take off Maestr Ani. Va'afilo nisha boelo Maestr Ani. What if you didn't take off Maestr Ani, the Rambam Paskins? Hareze loke. Mishum ochel tevel, ve'ein bo misa. She'ein avon misa, ela b'truma gadola v'trumas Maestr. An important Rambam. The Rambam says, you can have a shame tevel with daraisa. A shame tevel daraisa without kares. There's two different types of tevel. That's tevel for truma, which is tevel for truma gedola and trumas meiser, and then tevel for meiser ani and meiser rishon, or the other meiser sheni, that you're going to get malchus for. Malka, meaning it's daraisa. Even if the only thing left is Meiser Ani, you can get Malkus for, because there's only Misa for Truman Gadol and Trumas Meiser. And the Ravid, uncharacteristically, what does the Ravid here say? Svarahizu vihi yafe be'enai. Wow. Mishum dechsiv v'hanach kroi kodesh. I like it. The Ravid all of a sudden here agrees with the Rambam. Uncharacteristically. He gives the Rambam a shkoyach. Maybe not so clear. Maybe he's saying something deeper. Maybe he's saying that he doesn't have to emphasize it, or he's emphasizing incorrectly. Either way, we'll leave it at that. That the Rambam says this. This root issue. Why would there be a difference in Shein Tevel? Tevel is Tevel. Why is there a difference in Tevel Mishum Truma Shebo or Tevel Mishum the Meiser Ani? Because one might say that there is a connection between the Isser of Truma and the Isser of Tevel in terms of the Kari. This is a question that the Achronim ask. And the Asvin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, discusses in Klal Vav. There he discusses Klal Beis. We'll get to Klal Vav Bez Hashem soon. In Klal Beis he discusses, we know Tevel is Misa B'nei Shemayim and Truma is Misa B'nei Shemayim. Is that just a coincidence? There is a Rashi in Yevamos Pei Vav, which we discussed back then. Rashi seems to say that the Isser of Tevel, the root of the Isser of Tevel, is because of the Truma Shebo. That's why Tevel is Usser. The Shaila, the Tosfos asks on the Rashi there is, so why can't Kohanim eat it? Why can't Kohanim eat it? If it's only Usser because of the Truma Shebo, so it should be Mutal Kohanim. After all, right, is it the same Isser? And that's what Yosef Engel's Shaila. Do you say that the same, when you're Mafish Truma, and now there's an Isser of Truma Lazar, is that the same Isser that was? The Isser of Tevel and Isser of Truma is the same? It's the same Misa? Or do you say, no, this is a different Chal Oshem. And that's why it would even be Usser for Kohanim beforehand. How do you answer Tosfos' Kasha on Rashi? Tosfos says, if it's only Usser Mishum Truma Shebo, so then Kohanim should be able to eat Tevel. Says there'd be a Yosef Engel, not true. Sometimes there's something that Kohanim could eat, but not yet. Until you have a hafrasha, it's also usher to a kohen. L'ma davar dome, kohenim cannot eat certain parts of karbanos until you do zrikas hadam. It's part of what I want to eat it. What do you mean? It's part of a shlomim that's going to go to the kohen. You have the chazeh and the shok. It's going to go to the kohen. Right? So why? But he can't eat it beforehand. Why? Because you have to do a certain maisa before it becomes mutar l'kohen. So too here, even if you want to say tevel is usher b'shem truma shebo, it could be that a kohen is going to be usher in that truma until a hafrasha is done. And there would be an misa b'dei shemayim even for the kohen. So that could relate to this issue of the Rambam. The Rambam says there's two types of tevel. There's tevel usher b'shem the truma shebo. Once the truma shebo is taken out and it's only tevel for maiser ani, that's a different type of tevel. And therefore, it would not be Isser Misa B'nei Shemayim, it would just be an Isser Malkus. Let's get into Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya for a minute, and then we'll finish up. So we know part of the issue of Demai is that you only have to take off the Isurim that would be Usser for a Zar to eat. But the items that are not Usser for a Zar to eat, like Meiser Rishon, like Meiser Ani, say you're just Mafrish, but you could keep it because of Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya, as the Ron quotes on the top line right here. So 2 points about Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya. First of all, the Chakira of the Achronim, Rav Elchanan writes this in a few places and others. How do we look at Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya? Is that a din vadai or a din safek? It's based on a svara, right? The two places in Shas where the Gemara says Lama likras svarahu. One is in Ksubis, Daf Chafes, Hamotzei Mechaver by Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir, and the other place is by Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya, the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya? Just say it's a svara, right? The one who has a pain goes to the doctor, right? The one who has to prove that he's in pain because somebody else has my stuff, I have to prove it, right? So what do you need a pasuk for? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. So it's a svara. So how do you understand that svara? Is that what we might call a birur or a hachra'a? Is it a da'oraisa or is it not, is it a vade or is it a suffix? If somebody gets to keep something because of a Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya, let's say I have the Meiser Rishon that I did not give from the Demai because I'm allowed to keep it, and then I go Makadish a woman with that. Am I married vadai or am I married suffix? That's the Shiloh. What does the Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya mean? Is it a din vade or is it a din suffix? Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovas Haaretz discusses this, and of course, the classic nafkamina for din vade or din suffix is Kiddushin, can one get married with this stuff that you're allowed to keep. Number one. But the other question that we don't always, we mentioned that in the past, but the other question that we don't always deal with is, How could we say muchzak that you could keep it? Isn't there on the other side of the scale? Why shouldn't we say safek daraisa lechumra? This might be safek gezel. Maybe you're stealing it. Maybe it's not yours. So we say, okay, I'm mosav mechalav araya. You're allowed to keep it. But maybe there's a problem that you should be machmir b'din safek gezel. Fascinating question, right? Not everybody deals with this side of it. So there are a number of answers given. The tumim in Tukfa Kohen writes, "Xeris hakasev of lo sigzol gezel vadai for lo safek." Wow, the question: how far do you take that? Right. In this case, at least you could apply it. Others, the Kutras Asvekus, writes about this in Simon Aleph, where he discusses two suggestions. He says here, because it's suffic gezel, it's not going to help if you give it to away to the other person. Why? Because then it'll be suffic gezel for him, right? Because maybe it's yours. So one suffic gezel doesn't help another suffic gezel. So you might as well keep it. So that's not going to help. Kutras Asvekus quotes that daya. And then you have the last one, the Shari Yosher. Reb Shimon Shkaf writes, and the Kavish Yerim, Reb Chanan also writes this in Baba Basra, that much of Gezel is Tolui Besvara. In the language of Reb Shimon Shkaf, classic, he comes up with this category, Toras HaMishpatim. Right, it's part of Dinim. V'lachein, kivan shem isvara hamosi mechaver alav araya, memela ein bechlal din gezel. Chazal decided, kind of like Masra Adav al-Chachamim in this regard, that this is not going to be gezel, because, related to, if you give it back, it's also gezel, hamosi mechaver alav araya is part of societal norm, and therefore that would not be called gezel. Okay, let's continue now. We're at number two. Rava Amar. So we gave one answer. How to answer up the stira? Why does our Mishnah mention that if a woman makes a neder not to get hanah from people, she's not allowed to get Maaser Ani? And the Tosefta says she can't get Maaser Ani. So Rava Amar, second answer. Kan b'Maaser Ani, amischalik b'toch habayis. There's a difference. Sometimes you leave Maaser Ani out in the field, and the Aniyim take it themselves. Sometimes you bring it into your house, and the Aniyim come and get it. Some Rishonim say it has to do with the time of year, the different seasons. So, in a case of Maaser Ani that you're giving from your own house, Dechsiva bei Nesina, and there it says Lashem Nesina. There are two psukim. V'nasata la Levi v'lager v'lgomer mishemachi aser le isnahuye. That's aser because that's considered directly from the no saying. Kan b'maaser ani amischalik b'toch agranos. And here the our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. The Tosefta were who says it's mutter. Kan b'maaser ani amischalik b'toch agranos. That's where you get it. In the granos, in the piles, in the fields. That would be enough. There's a difference between being mafreshit and giving it to the poor. Again, we've mentioned, the Rambam paskins that you count one mitzvah for truma, one mitzvah for Maaser Ani, one mitzvah. The Hafrasha and the Nesina are one mitzvah. The Ramban in the Shrashim in Shara Shud Beis argues on that. He thinks the Hafrasha and the Nesina should be two separate mitzvahs. After all, a Kohen does Hafrasha and not Nesina. He keeps it for himself, so he thinks there should be two, and there's a lot of lumdis about that machlokas, Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Does the Rambam hold one is Iker? The Hafrash is Zikr, the Nesina Zikr, is it two sides of one coin? Either way, the evidence is that the Rambam holds one mitzvah for Hafrasha and Nesina, because the Rambam talks about that in Shorish Yud Beis. The 12th Shorish is where the Rambam discusses that you don't count parts of mitzvos as a separate mitzvah. You don't count all the parts of Chalitza as a separate mitzvah. You don't count all the parts of Karbanos as a separate ol is one mitzvah. You don't count the process of karbanos as different mitzvos. And so tio hafrasha and nesina. And the Ramban thinks that there's a difference. The Ramban thinks that one shouldn't count separately. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Kohanim v'levim nanim li yitzlu v'chulu. The second part of that Mishnah said that if a woman makes a neder, that kohanim and levim should not get any benefit from ni, they could still take their trumas and maaseros. They could still take it because it's not yours. Right, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, so to speak. Alma, what do you see from the Mishnah? The fact that the Kohanim can still take it. Tovas Hano, Eina Mamon. You don't look at the choice of who to give it to as a real asset. You can't put a monetary price on it. And therefore, it's not considered that this woman is actually giving to them. Right, once the Afrasha takes place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to them. The choice is not valuable. So that's the first line. Eima Seifa, but what about the next line? Kohanim Elu, Ulevim Elu, Nehenli. What if she specifies? I don't want these Kohanim and Levim to get. Yitzlu Acherim. Then other Kohanim and Levim should get. avalahani lo. But these Kohanim are off limits. So, alma tovas and amamon. Why? Why are they off limits? I thought it's not called an asset anyway. So even if she answers them specifically, we should say that she's allowed to give them. Right? So the first line of the Mishnah gives off the impression of tovas hana ein amamon. The second line gives off the impression of tovas hana amamon. So the Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities to answer this stira. Two, really, Rav Oshia is gonna, or Rav Yosef in the Girsa on this daf, Rav on tomorrow's daf, that will, we'll have to wait for that. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and then we will continue next time. Again, just scheduling note, next daf, tomorrow's daf will be, put up. I'm not sure after that. The next couple of dafim will be, put up from the last cycle. I'll be traveling back to Eretz Yisrael, but at least, tomorrow's daf, I'm not sure about the next one. Okay, we will, continue then. Okay, let's stop here.